In some elections here, we're trying to save a nation that's been phenomenally under attack. And my own Congressman Cory Gardner is stepping up to the plate and running to try to displace the misplaced Mark Udall in the United States Senate. So, Congressman Gardner, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
What things are looking pretty good. I mean, the certainly the mood of the country, but the mood of the state seems to be ready to do just that, to throw the bums out and to put some folks in who are much more constitutionally minded, who respect the founding principles of this nation. Tell us, you know what I think would be of most interest to folks listening in this morning is what's the core of Cory Gardner? What is it that just drives you? Because, you are on the front lines. What just drives you in this?
This all boils down to a very simple point to me. It is how we get less Washington in Colorado and more Colorado in Washington. It's about how we get back to leading our lives, our business, our families the way we want to without the impediments, the encroachments, the overreach of our government. And look, I'm excited about the people of Colorado. I'm excited about the opportunities that this country has. But right now, we have a Washington, D.C. that has decided it control every little aspect. It can dictate, mandate, regulate everything that we do. And the American people are worse off for it. The people who suffer most under that kind of big government attitude are the people who can least afford it, the people who are looking for jobs that can be employed by the Keystone Pipeline that wouldn't earn minimum wage, but they'd earn $20 or $30 an hour instead of not having a job, could have a job. But the president has decided he'd rather couch out a big government.
Indeed. Yeah, being told the size of our toilets, the wattage of our bulbs, or whether it's a curly Q shape and so on and so on, mandating how we get our health care and all that, all of these intrusions on our life, just got to stop. It flies in the face of the liberty and that we deserve, that is endowed to us by our unalienable rights. You know what occurs to me, Congressman, is when with the Senate, now we are not in control of the Senate. We're close. It's looking pretty good. Your win will take us over the top and get us in control. And what I think that means, and I want to bounce this off of you, tell me if I'm right here. The biggest impact that a president will have will be the appointment of U.S. Supreme Court justices. Now, the Senate gets to make those approvals. And with the reelection of Barack Obama, the biggest fear for me and many others was, oh, no, he's got not just four, but now he has 8 years to replace some of these folks who are really getting up there in years. And some, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her health is not great and so on. But can the Senate really be that stopgap if we control, if you're in there along with others and we have a majority control of conservatives, can we stop some really horrible appointments that President Obama might present to the Senate next year?
Look what Harry Reid did when it came to appointment. When he pursued the nuclear option, he broke the rules to change the rules because they wanted President Obama to be able to put people in places where they could cause harm or not follow the law to the degree that it should be under their oath. And so, I mean, if you look at our country, if you look at what the Senate has done, approving people to the EPA, approving people to other administrative positions, in fact, Mark Udall and the president approved a nominee, the Department of Interior, who said the greatest threat to the Western United States was energy development, natural gas. And so those are the kinds of people beyond the core of people throughout this state and nation who are against the interest of getting this economy back to work.
Boy, and so how would things shape up? I mean, it looks like the president or the secretary of state even can get in the way of things like the Keystone Project because it's an international, crosses an international border. I know a lot of private industry is doing phenomenal things that to generate domestic energy, but the president has a role, the State Department has a role when it comes to something international like a pipeline coming across from Canada into the U.S. With a majority control of the Republicans in the Senate, can that be cut loose somehow?
Absolutely. In fact, we've passed multiple times out of the House of Representatives a legislation that would approve the Keystone Pipeline, that would change this holdup that is occurring. It's received bipartisan support. Democrats support it as well. It's just that people like Harry Reid and Mark Udall not only refuse to vote on it, bring it up, but when they do get a chance to vote on it, Mark Udall votes against it. So that's something that we can absolutely change. And I think within the first few days of the new majority in the Senate, we put Keystone Pipeline on the president's desk.
Oh, I love that. So I've heard that Harry Reid's got a stack of bills that go to the ceiling, sitting on top of his desk, that he just sits on, that have been passed by you guys in the House, and that he sits on there because it probably would pass, and or at
That's
least
right.
It would put people on record. What are some of the other ones that you guys could cut loose once you take control?
You know, I had a bill right at the end of July that would allow for the expedited permit approval process of liquefied natural gas. That would help nations like Ukraine break their reliance on Russian energy monopolies. It would also lift 45,000 people in this country off of unemployment rolls. That passed with bipartisan support. Steny Hoyer, leadership of the House, voted for my bill. It's sitting on the desk of Harry Reid, along with over 200 other pieces of legislation, many of which have strong bipartisan support. It could hit this government working. And look, and we have people around the state, around the country, who are hurting. They're paying more for gas. They're paying higher college tuition prices. They're paying more for food. They're working harder than they ever had, and they're feeling like their opportunities are some further behind, because they're earning less than they were. And all because of failed policies of this administration. People like Mark Udall, who've been with him hook, line, and sinker. But we've had this moment in our time where people just can't get ahead because the government's keeping them from it.
Well, so also, as I understand, the House has passed multiple bills trying to reverse, modify, and so on, Obamacare. What might we be able to put on the president's desk when it comes to trying to fix that just horrific assault on freedoms?
I think the American people ought to be in charge of their health care. I think individuals, patients ought to be working with their doctors for their health care instead of government bureaucrats deciding for us. And that's exactly what Obamacare has done. Mark Udall, Barack Obama put government bureaucrats between people and their doctors. So what can be done? I think we need to put in its place ideas that will actually work to lower the cost of care, increase the quality of care. We can allow for people with pre-existing conditions to have health insurance. We can create those opportunities without raiding this 2,700-page bill of Obamacare, and we can repeal things like the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which tells people what other services they cannot have in Medicare. This is a board that has veto power, basically a veto power over Congress. When they make a decision, Congress can only overrule them with a supermajority vote. The medical device tax, it's hurting jobs, the gross revenue tax, hurting job development right here in Colorado. Those are things that can be done in the first month of being back in the new majority.
Now, you've come under a great attack by the whole war on women approach. That single issue item that the left is doing, the Democratic Party, is just beating up our side with all of the war on women. We're trying to restrict your rights, and of course, that is the one hammer that they've got when they're trying to restrict everything else that a woman does in her life. You've been just a wonderful champion for life, for the unborn, and I want to tell you publicly here how much I appreciate you champion that cause, and to not back down from all that. But you've also responded, and I think it's a really good message that you've responded here recently on trying to expand women's liberty and access to birth control, because I know it's not your goal. It's not any goal of anyone that I know of to try to restrict anyone's birth control methodology and so on. But you've tried to get things out of the prescription control, which I appreciate. I appreciate that. I'd love to see that expanded, frankly, to a lot of others, like my asthma medicine and so on. I don't know why the government involves itself so much in things like prescription medicines. I mean, some things it makes sense to control that may have danger, but birth control, asthma. So can you tell us more about your thinking and what we might do to loosen up that grip on our lives?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I believe in increasing access, that we should increase the access to oral contraception, making them available over-the-counter without a prescription, changing Obamacare, the provision of Obamacare that prohibits insurance from reimbursing over-the-counter medication. I think that would expand access, and it would lower costs. Look, when we made things like Claritin available over-the-counter, it's lowered the cost of those pharmaceuticals. And so people can still have insurance, people will still have insurance that covers it. But the fact is, we need it available, easier, around the clock. I believe this solution does that. Now, Mark Udall wants the bureaucrats between you and your health care. I think that's the wrong approach.
Sure. Well, so he's been, Mark Udall's been the shill for the president for his entire 6 years here, and it's time for him to be moving on. As you point out on commercials, he's a nice guy. Worked with him myself on a matter. He is a nice guy. There's plenty of things that people can do in life by being a nice guy other than representing us in the United States Senate. I hope so much that you win, and I look forward to seeing what you do for us in the United States Senate. How can folks step in and help your campaign and get you over the top?
Well, we would love to hear from everybody. Contact us through our website. Our phone number's on there, email, Twitter, Facebook, at CoryGardner.com, CoryGardner.com. You know, we've just had barely over 30 days left in this race. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to show the American public what Colorado can do. Be the tip of the spear. Become number six, the new majority.
No, beautiful. I have to tell you, Cory, that when I saw the Quinnipiac poll come out for Bob Beaupre and showed such a huge lead, I said, you know what? I'll believe that if I see Quinnipiac come out with a similar poll for Cory Gardner. Sure enough, the next day, here they come out and showing you. Now, I know it's going to be a tight race, and there's no relaxing, and we have to win not just by the margin of error, but the margin of fraud. So every hand on deck, let's get Cory Gardner in as our next United States Senate. Thank you for calling in,
hey,
Congressman.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'll encourage everyone to phone in at this point, comments, 303-477-5600. And after the break, maybe we can hear from some of you individually.